Did you forget what day it is?
Of course not.
Great Scott. If my calculations are correct, it is now precisely October 21st.
October 21st.
October 21st.
It's October 21st.
Back to the Future Day.
Doc, I'm from the future.
The future has finally arrived.
Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
We're taking a trip.
Where?
Back to the future.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I wish we could go back to the future. I have a feeling a lot of people would be changing things, paying more attention to elections. I'm not just talking about 2020. I'm talking about for the last probably 40 years, digging into people's backgrounds, not just Republicans, but Democrats. Whole lot of people. Actually, I meant to say that the other way. Not just Democrats, but Republicans like the Bushes. Just saying. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's jump into the now for what's going on. And I've got some bad news to bring to you. But I've got good news to bring to you, too. At least an illegal in this country is not going to cost the taxpayers any more money. Guzman has decided to plead guilty to his crimes. Imagine that. Speaking of crimes by illegals, I'm sure by now you've heard the horrendous story of the man who violently raped a woman on the New York subway system, and people didn't do anything. Well, they did videotape it, but other than helping her, no, they didn't do anything else. Turns out he's in this country illegally, has been deported before, has committed other crimes. What was that? What if that was you? What if that was your family member? I know a lot of guys out there are saying right now, at least that listen to this program, well, he wouldn't be entering this country illegally again. Just saying. A lot of people taking the law into their own hands. We wouldn't have to do that. People would not have to do that if our elected representatives would actually protect us, protect this country, Democrats or Republicans. As we had a caller the other day, yeah, where are all the Republicans calling for a shutdown of the border? The most extreme conditions right now of illegals flowing over the border. So much so that I came across an interesting story yesterday that illegals are now getting barcodes to be scanned. Yeah. Barcodes to be scanned. Oh, not so they can be kept track of in this country. No, it's so they can get services on the way here. Big difference, don't you think? Huge difference. Just one thought. But here's the rest of the pain. Billionaire supermarket owner warns food prices will go up tremendously. Yes, even though they're a billionaire, they're not going to do anything to keep costs down. No. John Castamatidis, a billionaire supermarket owner. I've never heard of it. D'Ignazio Foods and Gristidis warned that food giants such as Nabisco, PepsiCo, and Coca-Cola will prioritize rising prices on products. And he thinks that we're going to see a 10% increase in just the next 60 days. The next 60 days. He cautioned, I see food prices going up tremendously because food company CEOs want to be ahead of the curve. And the way they're doing it is by dropping all promotions. They're dropping low-moving items. Why give away something when you don't have to? Exactly. Because things aren't going to be replenishing the shelves, so just jack up the prices on your customers. But that's not the end of it. That's not even close to being the end of it. Because more and more of us will see what's going on in the world of business. The businesses that, well, fortunately, I work for somebody who believes in someone's constitutional rights, their freedoms, their liberties. But other companies, this is what happens when you let the federal government, the city government, the county government be the largest employers. That's right. This was sent to me this morning. Job opportunity in the oasis of Nevada Fallon. Yeah. Incorporated in 1908. Who would have thought in 1908 that today, talk about going back to the future, that today this would be going on. Public Works Administrator. City of Fallon is seeking a qualified individual for the position of Public Works Administrator. Woo! Starting salary. $24.46 per hour. Benefits include 100% employer-paid retirement in the Public Employees Retirement System of Nevada. Medical, vision, dental, life insurance, paid holidays, vacation, and sick leave. Got to be willing to work overtime. Eh, that's okay. Sounds like a good job, doesn't it? Then you get down to the last requirement. City of Fallon is requiring all new employees to have a FDA-approved vaccination prior to starting any new position with the city. The only exceptions will be those applicants who have a valid written religious or medical exemption. Oh, but Monica, look. You got written religious or medical exemptions. Really? Let me read that to you again. The only exceptions will be those applicants with a valid. See, valid is the key word here. It's just like what we're seeing in the military and everywhere else. Cities, companies, they're all deciding, even the military. They're deciding what is valid and what is not. So it doesn't matter if it comes from your pastor. It doesn't matter if it comes from your doctor. Others will decide if it's valid or not. So you could be the best candidate for the job, but unless you're playing into this whole control system, then you're not going to get a job here. Just a thought for you. If you'd like to look it up for yourself, you can go on to FallonNevada.gov. FallonNevada.gov. Wow. Quickly losing respect for the governments in the small rurals because they're just, see, that even hurts. They're just like everybody else. So where are you going to move to? A lot of people say, you know, it's time to move. I'm going to get out of here. Where are you going to move to? Because even safe places, you would consider safe places, aren't so safe anymore. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. When we come back after this break, Sigal Chadha sending out a very interesting notification and response today. To what? Well, where I mentioned you were going to be paying more for groceries and have been, you're going to be paying more in unemployment insurance as well. Give you the heads up on that.
Attention, Candy Corn Company. We are responsible for hacking into your company's computers. We apologize. We thought we were hacking into the business that makes Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. We do not like candy corn. It reminds us of earwax, just more disgusting. Please continue sending your horrible products to your customers. Sorry for any inconvenience and happy Halloween.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
Yes, indeed. 884-9910, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Don't forget when you're out and you get a little hungry and you decide to go through a drive-thru and grab a snack, make sure you show In-N-Out Burger some love. Yeah. Shutting down in California. We refuse to become the vaccination police. Asking fast food restaurants in California become the vaccination police. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And this is what happens when a poll question goes somewhat viral and you have over 1,000 participants, well over 1,000 participants. So yesterday's poll question and today's poll question, of course, brought to you by our friends over at Nissan Carson City. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City. Ah, love you guys. Now that Michelle Fiore has entered the race for governor, who would you likely vote for? Well, Michelle Fiore got 2% of the vote. 0% went to Guy Nora, Tom Heck. 1% went to Dean Heller, John Lee, and none of the above. 8% went to Dr. Fred Simon. 9% went to Joe Lombardo. So who garnered all the votes? The team that actually went viral with it and put it on their social media, and that was Joey Gilbert's team. 78% of those participating in the poll, which is the largest response to a poll yet, is for Joey Gilbert. All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. So how about today's poll question? Seriously, because this should be made a law. This should be made a law in Nevada. When an elected representative is removed from office or resigns, how should they be replaced? Special election by those who elected them? Or appointed by those who don't represent that district? What do you think? 923-FMTalk.com and 991-FMTalk.com. If you don't like my choice of answers, there's also other that you can click. Can't wait to see the results on that one tomorrow as that's exactly what we're going through, is an appointment to fill Ben Kiekheffer's seat. Since he resigned being appointed to the Nevada Gaming Control Board. Fascinating how politics works, isn't it? A man with, I think it's pretty funny because the media puts it as, oh, look at how diverse we are. A Democrat governor appoints a Republican senator. Seriously? A man who got a 68% conservative rating from NPRI? Yeah. The only reason that he was reelected, honestly, is because nobody ever challenged him in the primaries. Well, nobody that could be elected. Sorry about that, Gary, but it's the truth. Because other candidates were maligned, all the money put behind Kiekheffer. But isn't it a good eye opener as to how this all works? Just saying. So as OSHA openly advocates for ignoring vaccine-related injuries. Yes, they are. This is a report coming out of WND, a free press for free people since 1997. Quite an interesting article, and I knew that you would be interested in it, so it is already on my webpage at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. I don't want to give you Seagal Chatta's response to what's going on right now when it comes to Dieter, because I want to really go into this with you. So I'm going to hold that over until we come back from the news segment. But I will just share a couple of other things with you here. Already getting text this morning. How can Fallon ask for an FDA-approved vaccination? I understand that the vaccine given out in America is not the FDA-approved one. Yeah, it's not. But people don't listen to us conspiracy theorists enough to challenge their employers. To challenge anybody. You can go on, you can get it from Dr. McCullough, you can get it from an entire lineup of doctors who will explain it to you. But not on YouTube, because they've been banned there. So you need to go on to BitChute or Rumble. I've been using BitChute for the most part. You can get some great information there. Including up to episode 19 now. Episode 19 of Fall of the Cabal. Just type it in. This is what you need to be watching right now. We did a poll weeks and weeks ago about what you want to hear more about. The top answers garnered were corrupt local politicians, candidates running for office, and surprisingly, but on a good sense, more people wanted to know about the New World Order, the globalization of what's going on. You can find it out easily for yourself by looking at the World Economic Forum, the International Monetary Fund, the Davos Group, UN Agenda 2030. But I will always bring you more, including the entire rundown. You can see for yourself going on to BitChute and just typing in Fall of the Cabal. Episodes 1 through 19 will come up. Takes a little bit of your time. But I tell you, once you start watching, once you see the history, and where we are now, something will open up inside of you and say, oh, okay, I see it now. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
Yeah, we're finally getting some winter weather here. Beautiful rainbow over Carson City, though, this morning. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll get to the Douglas County School District here in just a moment. Shannon Brown sending me a little notice as I get notices from listeners that live in the area as well. First off, though, I want to bring you something from Sigal Chadha, our next Attorney General for the great state of Nevada. Talk about being battle-born. This is the woman that actually took on the state and got churches opened, reopened from them being shut down by a tyrannical government. But here we go. This is a statement regarding Dieter, Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation's recommendation by the Employment Security Council to increase the tax rate on unemployment insurance paid by Nevadans. Yeah. Republican candidate for Attorney General Sigal Chadha issued the following statement. Governor Sisolak and Attorney General Aaron Ford took the fastest growing economy in the country and tanked it. The result? Nevada continues to have the highest unemployment rate in the entire nation. I repeat, there is not a single state in the country worse off than Nevada under the Sisolak-Ford administration. That's some accomplishment. In addition to our highest unemployment rate in the nation, Nevadans are facing some of the highest inflation and runaway prices across America, squeezing hardworking families who are trying to get back on their feet. The Nevada Democrats and their allies have forced two tax increases on next year's ballot, which will affect how low-income and hospitality industry workers, it will affect them the most. At the federal level, Congress aided the Nevada Democrats, trying to print $5 trillion more funny money, inflation dollars, borrowed from China. Their woke socialist wish list consists of a per-mile driver tax on everyone, anywhere they travel, to work, to the grocery store, to get food for the family, dropping kids off at school, attending grandkids' soccer games, or to the hospital to visit a loved one. Every time you get in your car for any reason to go anywhere, Sisolak and Ford want to tax you more. Their reckless spending of Biden inflation dollars borrowed from China decreases the value of our currency, your savings, and your wages, while increasing the cost of groceries, rent, cars, gas, energy, pretty much everything. Democrat inflation is a tax on middle and lower income residents. At a time when groceries go up, gas is up, bills are up, rent is up, and crime is up. The governor's prolonged and authoritarian economic shutdown, fully supported by his rubber stamp attorney general, along with their careless mismanagement of our unemployment system, has created a crisis that continues to this day. Legitimate claims belonging to Nevada workers who lost their jobs at no fault of their own could not get paid. Livelihoods and small businesses were crushed. The wealth gap boomed while Democrats closed Main Street mom and pop stores and transferred and amassed wealth to Wall Street and Silicon Valley. Making matters worse, pervasive fraud resulted in 1.9 million unemployment claims. Despite Nevada's entire workforce being comprised of 1.4 million people. Now the governor's unemployment agency, DETER, is increasing the tax rate on Nevadans for unemployment insurance for 2022. Not only is their incompetence being rewarded under Nevada's single-party rule, Nevada Democrats, led by Steve Sisolak and Aaron Ford, are literally putting a nail in the coffin of Nevada's small businesses. This administration punishes free enterprise and free people. Fortunately, help is on the way. That's right. Seagal Chatta. Absolutely love that. You cannot tax your way out. Hyperinflation is coming, and I've been warning you about that because it's what they want. That's how you kill off the middle class. Why do you think Biden is out there? It's a tax on the rich. The rich need to pay their fair share. Really? Last time I checked, people depositing or writing out things of their bank accounts for $600 were not rich. That's just everyday Americans. Yet they're weaponizing the IRS against all of us. This is not an attack on the rich. The rich will never be affected by anything that is going on right now. It is you and I that it is affecting. And for any Democrat out there who thinks that this is acceptable, all I can think of to say is, what are you thinking? You're okay with bread lines. Well, I guess in this case, it'd be toilet paper lines. You're okay with that. I was going to read a nasty text from Scott, but you know what? This is only a 2-hour show. And I don't have time for idiots. So I'm not even going to address anything that he says anymore. If he is the sample, he says he's not a Democrat. If he is the sample of just people out there that think what is going on around us is acceptable in any way, shape, or form, then that's just sheer lunacy. We've got people out there on strike trying to just hold on to what they have. We have people that are trying just to maintain a semblance of a decent life. But everywhere you turn, they're coming after you. Let's go to the talk and text lines, 884-9910. Ryan has a topic that I love to talk about because there is one man out there who is, he should actually be just elected mayor because he's the only one, it seems like, that is being honest and transparent when it comes to what's going on around us, and that's Jeff Church. Ryan, thanks for calling into the program today. What's on your mind?
Well, first, want to give a heads up to everybody that his supposed hearing is going on Monday at 4 p.m.
Yep.
And the only thing that I really see a thing that might get him in trouble is the fact that I think they kind of trapped him into this open meeting law violation, because the way I heard that they let the discussion go on, and all Andy Taylor had to do was shut it down. and saying, sorry, Mr. Church, this is not a topic we can discuss right now because of Uncle Meany, and it wouldn't be a problem. I think it was a trap to begin with, just to trap him.
Well,
because they didn't like the way he was bringing up stuff about, like, you know, for example, like the last meeting I saw, he was bringing like 15 things, but he had a question on him saying, like, you know, he wanted to know what he was voting on.
Yeah. Ryan, what you have to understand is they will do anything to get him off of that board or to censure him or to make his life miserable. I mean, even look at the Jackie Calvert incident. You know, they never mention the fact that Jeff Church is not the one who released this information. The information about her moving out of her district and fraudulently receiving money from the taxpayers, not for, you know, a couple months, but for 2 years, was actually brought forward by a concerned citizen.
And he was just asking, from what I heard, he was just asking a question of the lawyer, says, well, what's the deal with this? And that's how they got him, it seems like.
Yeah.
Because the open meeting, because Nevada open meeting law seemed like it was a trap to begin with, and all she had to do saying, sorry, Mr. Church, we can't discuss right now because it's not on the agenda and it's open meeting law. But I think it was a trap to begin with.
Well, that's why Angie Taylor and the lawyer, the advisor, have recused themselves, which that doesn't really make any difference because the rest of the board is after him as well. So they will manipulate the other people and intimidate the other people on the board to make sure that Jeff is censured. And as usual, they will not move the meeting location because they know that a whole lot of people, including myself, are going to be there at 4 o'clock on Monday, dress warmly just in case the weather is not supposed to be good. They know that we're going to be there at East 9th Street. And so they're not moving the location to a larger venue for people to actually come in and speak.
And we need to remind them, just like the next ROTC board meeting, that guess what? There's an election coming up. Just with the fact that you try to break the union, there's an election coming up. And there's consequences if you screw it. We know what you're trying to do. And you're not following the will of the people, that's we the people. You're not following what you're asking to do. And guess what? There's an election coming up, and there's consequences for not following what we ask you to do.
And they're still lying about CRT. So, Ryan, I have to let you go. I've got to check the traffic, but I appreciate your call in to 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk today.
Attention, listener. Every morning I tell my family that I'm going jogging, but then I don't. It's a running joke. You can groan now, but when you tell your coworkers and they chuckle, I want credit.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley in Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. And thank you to the almost over or well over 1,000 people who participated in yesterday's poll question. We'll get to that in just a moment. Thank you to Nissan of Carson City for bringing us the poll. Check out the all-new 2022 Frontier in stock at Nissan Carson City. Today's poll question, when an elected representative is removed from office or resigns, how should they be replaced? Special election by those who elected them? Appointed by those who don't represent that district or other? So yesterday's poll question, now that Michelle Fiore is in the race for governor for the Republican primary, who would you vote for? 0% for Tom Heck, 0% for Guy Nora, 1% for none of the above, John Lee, Dean Heller, 2% for Michelle Fiore, 8% for Dr. Fred Simon, 9% for Joe Lombardo, 78% for Joey Gilbert. That's what happens when you make the poll question go viral. So thank you to all those who participated. So let's get to this quickly as I said I would do it in the last segment, but didn't get a chance to get to it. And that is the notification that I put out to today, 6 o'clock tonight, Douglas County is going to be having their school board. And as it was given to me, it was reported to me that they would be having remarks on critical race theory in the school district. So this was also sent out. This is from Karen on Nextdoor. Town hall meeting, 10:21, 6 p.m., based on the public remarks from the last town hall meeting on critical race theory in our Douglas County School District. This should be an interesting meeting to observe. Well, not only did I get lots and lots of notices from the school district, this is coming from the Assistant Director of District Services, Shannon Brown. It was brought to my attention that you were discussing the town hall meeting taking place in Douglas County this evening. While I did not hear the show or discussion personally, it was implied that our school district would be discussing and possibly voting on implementing critical race theory in our district. Attached is a memo from our superintendent, Keith Lewis, which I had already received, actually, that was sent to families to explain our stance and the purpose of these meetings. The purpose of the meeting is to listen to the concerns from our community around critical race theory and to clarify the stance of Douglas County School District regarding CRT. We want to make sure that you have accurate information. Oh, I have accurate information. I had the letter from the superintendent. And as we look at some of those things, you know, Superintendent of Douglas County School District, I want to be very clear about critical race theory and Douglas County School District. Critical race theory is not a K through 12 grade curriculum. It is not part of the Nevada Academic Content Standards, which DCSD teachers are required to teach. Critical race theory is not an adopted curriculum in our district or state, and as a result, is not taught within DCCSD. DCSD, sorry about that. Douglas County School District is not aware of any plans on the State Board of Education or the Nevada Department of Education to revise the standards to include critical race theory, nor are the Board of Trustees or district staff advocating for the inclusion of critical race theory in our classrooms. And we're going to keep it that way. All school boards are on notice. All districts are on notice that parents are involved. Because what I have told you before is the Washoe County School District, they paid a lot of money for that curriculum. It may not be taught K through 12, but it is taught in the upper grades. And parents are going to make sure that that doesn't go into other districts and go into lower grades. That's what we're working on. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.